sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off with high school basketball from last night, a couple games we had for you on the radio in a Western Iowa Conference doubleheader. It was Logan Magnolia winning the girls' game, notching a big road win over the Ottoman Wheelers, 57-40. The battle of two 7-1 teams was tight early on. Panthers led 19-12 at the end of the first, but the Wheelers clawed back within three near the end of the half. A buzzer-beating three by Violet Lampke gave Logan Magnolia a 26-20 lead at the break. The Panthers carried that momentum into the second half and outscored the Wheelers 20-9 in the third quarter to seize control of the game and never let down the rest of the way. Violet Lampke led all scorers with 22 points. Kylie Morrison finished with 21 to lead the Panthers to the top of the Western Iowa Conference standings. Panthers will next host IKM Manning on Tuesday. Riley Hartle finished with 15 for Ottoman. Aaliyah Hermanson had 10. The Wheelers fall to 7-2. They'll travel to Boyer Valley on Monday. In the boys' game, Audubon boys' team used tough defense and quick movement to race past Logan Magnolia, 58-44. The two teams traded early runs. The Wheelers used an early press to fluster the Panthers and go up 12-2. After a timeout, the Panthers settled in and finished the first quarter on a 12-0 run to lead 14-12 after one. The second quarter went back and forth until Audubon jumped ahead and ended the half with a buzzer-beating three from Marcus Olson. He was also fouled on that play but failed to make the free throw, leaving the halftime score at 31-26 Wheelers. Audubon pushed the lead out to 14, though, by the end of the third quarter at 44-30. Skylar Schultes then helped seal the win in the fourth quarter with a couple of corner threes. Schultes led Audubon with 18 points. Gavin Smith added 10. The Wheelers improved to 4-4. They'll travel to Boyer Valley Monday. Logan Magnolia got a strong performance on the block from Trey Melby. He finished with 20 points and had a number of blocks on the night. Ultimately, it was that pressure defense of the Wheelers that made the difference. The Panthers fall to 4-4, and they will host IKM Manning on Tuesday. Other high school basketball scores for you last night. We'll start off on the boys' side in Hawkeye 10 conference play. It was Atlantic picking up a win on the road over Shenandoah by a final of 57-45. Skylar Hanlos with 16 points, Niall Peterson 14, and Craig Allen Becker 10 there to lead the Trojans. They're now 3-5 on the season. Also, another Hawkeye 10 play, it was Abraham Lincoln beating Harlan 53-38, Creston over Clarinda 61-53, Denison Schleswig beat Red Oak 74-37, Lewis Central over Glenwood 62-57, and St. Albert beat Kemper Catholic 55-52. Other Western Iowa Conference scores was IKM Manning 66-33 over Missouri Valley, and Tri-Center beat Underwood 36-23. In Rolling Valley play, CAM 57-34 over Woodbine, Exire EHK 56-45 over Arweva, West Harrison beat Coon Rapids Bayard 48-33. Corner Conference, Stanton 60-26 over Griswold. Pride of Iowa play, Diagonal over Lenox 61-57. Southwest Valley beat Southeast Warren 59-43. And in other scores, it was ACGC 73-34 over West Central Valley, and Panorama topping Ogden 73-28. In girls basketball last night in Hawkeye 10 play, it was Atlantic picking up a 58-35 win over Shenandoah. They were led by 20 points from Mackenzie Waters. Haley Rasmussen had 17. Taylor McCready also finished with 9 there to help out the Trojans as they improved to 5-5. Other Hawkeye 10 games, it was Creston 63-21 over Clarinda. Abraham Lincoln, a 64-39 win over Harlan. Glenwood beat Lewis Central 61-56. Red Oak, a 61-45 winner over Denison Schleswig. And St. Albert beat Kemper Catholic 67-39. Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning 92-37 over Missouri Valley. Logan Magnolia 57-40 over Audubon. Underwood beat Tri-Center 51-17. Rolling Valley play, it was Booyer Valley 50-47 over Peyton Sherdan. Cam topped Woodbine 65-36. Coon Rapids Bayard over West Harrison 48-23. Exira EHK 47-43 over Arweva. Corner conference action, it was East Mills beating Bedford 50-30. Stanton a 55-39 winner over Griswold. Proud of Iowa play, Lennox beat Diagonal 55-31. Southwest Valley 69-50 over Southeast Warren. Other scores, ACGC 54-44 over West Central Valley. And Panorama topped Ogden 73-28. Let's look at your high school basketball scoreboard from last night. Moving on to some college basketball notes. On the women's court last night, a three-point shooting outburst helped guide a record-breaking performance by Iowa State as the Cyclones took down Texas Tech 96-66 on Friday night in Lubbock. And heading into the night's contest, the Lady Raiders were one of eight undefeated teams in the country. Iowa State's first quarter saw the Cyclones score 35 points via a school record 8 3-pointers. Texas Tech was able to erase a 17-point lead to tie the game up, and then Iowa State had another crazy quarter in the cards as they outscored Tech 31-4 in the third period on a school record 12 of 13. And for the night, Iowa State's 37 of 57 shooting effort from the field was one of the most efficient performances in program history. Their 96 points is a record for a Big 12 road game, the previous besting being 92 at Nebraska on February 4th of 2001. They finished with a season-high 16 three-pointers in that game, 23 points from Kristen Scott, who went 9 of 15 from the field on the night. And Ashley Jones had 19, Maggie Espen Miller McGraw had 17, and Adriana Chambers with 12, Ray Johnson with 11 for Iowa State. Next up, they'll have a home opener in the conference play on Monday against number 25 Texas at 8 o'clock. Also in women's hoops last night, senior Becca Hittner equaled her career high with 37 points, including making 18 of 18 free throws as the Drake women started Missouri Valley play with a 104-87 in-state win over UNI in front of 3,712 fans at the Knapp Center. Drake improved to 9-4. They scored a season high and the most points against a Missouri Valley Conference opponent since a 107 effort against Evansville in 2018. It broke the game open with a scorching third quarter when they scored a season-high 34 points. Sarah Ryan and Kira Collier were the other Bulldogs in double figures with 16 and 11 points, respectively. Hintner's free throw total is the most by a player in the NCAA this season and is the second-highest single-game mark in program history. Next up for Drake, they have a two-game road trip as they go to take on Missouri State on Friday, January 10th. And then also will take on at 7 p.m., and then they close their Missouri Valley road trip at Southern Illinois on January 12th. Also in college football news yesterday, one bowl game was on tap, and Nathan Rourke accounted for 241 yards of offense and ran for a touchdown to help Ohio beat Nevada 30-21 in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Ohio finished 7-6, rebounding from a 1-3 start for their fifth straight winning season under Coach Frank Solich. The 75-year-old former Nebraska coach received a 2-year contract extension this week. Nevada also finished at 7-6. The Wolfpack fired defensive coordinator Jeff Castile and two other defensive position coaches at the end of the regular season and were missing three key defensive starters suspended for fighting in a loss to rival UNLV. One bowl game on tap here today, the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, will start early this morning at 10:30. As Southern Miss takes on Tulane, that game being played there at Amon G. Carter Stadium in Fort Worth, Texas. That will be televised on ESPN. Also on the football front coming up here today, a couple games in the wild card race. The AFC wild card matchups are on tap here today as Buffalo faces Houston. In Houston, that's a 3:35 Central Time kickoff. Will be televised on ESPN and ABC here today. And then the AFC wildcard game between New England and Tennessee will be on CBS later on tonight with a 7:15 kickoff there for that one. Games coming up on Sunday have Minnesota playing at New Orleans at 12:05 kick Central Time on Fox. And then Seattle is at Philadelphia for a 3:40 kick on NBC there on Sunday afternoon. Those are the NFC wildcard contests. Also yesterday in the NBA, it was Boston 109-106 over Atlanta. Orlando beat Miami 105-85. Portland 122-103 over Washington. Houston 118-108 over Philadelphia. Phoenix beat New York 120-112. Lakers over New Orleans 123-113. In the National Hockey League, Washington 4-3 over Carolina. Dallas beat Detroit 4-1. Top 25 hoops last night, it was Wisconsin knocking off fifth-ranked Ohio State 61-57. We'll have a top 25 matchup in college hoops on the air for you today. It's a noon pregame and 1 o'clock tip time as Iowa, the 23rd-ranked team in the country, takes on 21st-ranked Penn State. That's being played at the Palestra in Philadelphia. We'll have it here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Iowa State opens up Big 12 play on the road at TCU for a 5 o'clock tip. Indiana State is at Drake for a 5 o'clock contest tonight, and UNI plays host to Bradley for a 7 o'clock game this evening. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.